This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Okay, who's our first guest today, Jono?
Here we have. We have Pimpisa, who is an artist. Welcome to join us. She's exhibiting as part of the Untied Contemporary Art Exhibition. It's a contemporary Thai art exhibition that there's a whole group of Thai artists that are exhibiting at, and it's going to be in Clifton Hill. So welcome, and we'd love to hear your story and how you started out as being an artist, and tell us a bit about how it all began for you.
Hi, I am Pimpisa. So I know Whipple. He's a artist, a ceramic artist, and now he like create the show for Thai artists who live in Australia. So based mostly like two artists based in Sydney and another three based in Melbourne.
Right, so that's the group of
yes, that's
all
group.
Of you. Yeah,
yeah.
So tell us about you. How did you begin your art? How long have you been doing your art?
This is pretty long. Like I like for 17 years for to be like a full-time artist.
Oh, good on you. Yeah.
Yes.
You're a full-time artist?
Yes, right? I'm a full-time artist, 17 years. And now I run art gallery in Collingwood named Black Hat Gallery.
Right.
For 3 years now, like an artist run space.
Okay. And so where did you study art?
I studied in Thailand, so I got like a master's degree in sculpture, like major in sculpture.
Uh-huh. And what made you want to follow a career as a, you know, like in sculpture?
I start since really young. Like I grew up in like artistic family. Like my dad, he's a photographer.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and I tried every mediums like a painting, print, sculpture, and hang out with his friend's studio. Like I spend my like childhood like with the artist. And then I found myself like, oh, I really like to do sculpting, like love to touching the clay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and leave the fingerprint on the clay. Yeah, when I was 9 and I told my dad straight away, like, oh, I'm going to be a sculptor.
Oh, brilliant.
You knew that early. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So what brought you to Australia? You know, why did you move to Australia?
I got scholarship to study here.
Right.
To study here.
Whereabouts? Where did you study?
In RMIT, but right. I didn't do it. I returned scholarship because I want to stay here.
Right.
So in 2009.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so you didn't do any of the scholarship that you should have done?
No, if you do a scholarship, right, you have to back to your country.
Right. Okay.
And at that time, they have like you can study some subject to apply to be like a permanent resident visa, Australian visa. At that time, like 10 years ago. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, what sort of work do you do now? What's your discipline now?
Now, like, I changed my work to do more, like, installation art, like, found object, like, just go to next level. But for a sculptor, like, in the past, like, I make a sculpture for decorative art, you know, like a supply work to the gallery until I set up my own gallery, like we support emerging artists. And now, like, I get into more, like, public art, like sculpture by the sea in Bondi and also, like, so this year, you're going to see my work
Wow, well, that's very prestigious to be part of the Bondi exhibition. And what are you doing in that? What's your piece?
I'm going to be surprised.
Oh, Lord. Okay, it's a secret. You can't tell us yet.
But you do quite large installations, yes?
Yeah,
you like doing things of quite
a... just challenge myself that you, have to work with environment, like outdoor. I have to think in so many things. Yeah. It's like for indoor, that's quite easy. You don't need to thinking about anything. It's just like indoor, it's safe. But for outdoor, you have to work with people as well. So people might come to touch or destroy your work, something like that.
Yeah. Yes. Well, there's no security guards really standing by. No, so you've got
that's a big problem in Australia. Like my work got like someone... destroy
at
lawn sculpture
that's
make
luck.
It strong so it lasts.
So what have you got in this exhibition? What's your piece here?
So this series is about the death. The death. So like it is a fact of life, like and also like relate to Buddhism philosophy.
Okay.
Something like that, like birth to be old, to be sick, and the death. So right. I talk about like the end, like everyone have to face with this, but people fear to talk about it. Yes, it's yeah. like everyone's same destiny, like anyway. Yeah.
Well, we're all going to die one day,
yes,
aren't we?
Yes, correct.
But some people just don't like yeah. talking about it, do
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Yeah, how you like want to talk about, like you need to realize that and how you enjoy your life until there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's important to enjoy yourself while you're here, isn't it? Yes. Yeah. And you've always got a smile on your face, so that's good. So what have you done then? What is your piece in this exhibition?
So I have the bed and pillows and so an installation pillows and the feet. So the feet talk about the journey. Everyone have like their own story.
Yep.
It just depend on like you create your own story.
But what does the bed mean though? What's the point yeah. of the bed and the pillows?
The pillow and the bed, like it's you talk about the sickness of also people in the bed, like.
I guess most people probably die in a bed, I suppose.
Yeah, mostly.
And if
yeah.
they're unwell, they spend a bit of time in bed as well. We get born in a bed, a lot of us, so yeah. Mm. So
true.
It's a big part of life and death, I imagine.
Yeah, and, yeah and start and to the end.
And it's a lovely place to go at night, isn't it? Bed, nothing's better than climbing, and especially exactly. in winter, to climbing into
yes.
bed. It's great. And so what's your piece called?
I talk called Silence.
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 Okay, because you're very silent when you're in bed and dying and as well. Is that what you're getting at there?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
And so the bed is suspended from the ceiling, is that right?
Yes, it's pretty hard for me to like pull
yeah.
up.
All right, yeah.
Pull up a little bit, yeah. Not that like just on the floor a little bit, yeah. Mm.
Yeah,
amazing. So it's not up above.
It's just kind of floating. Thinking about safety.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
Someone might take their kid, and their kids might like, yes.
Yeah.
No. I have to think about safety also, okay. and it look great. Yeah. At the gallery. Yeah.
And the gallery is quite a large gallery, yes?
Large. It's yes. 1,000 square something. This large. Yeah, large guest one in Collingwood.
Yeah.
Can tell, yeah.
And it's also very interesting because they have a bar in there and they create a cocktail that for the opening of the exhibition. Is that right?
Yes, and every artist have their own drink,
cocktail.
Cocktails.
Yeah.
What's your cocktail?
Old-fashioned.
Oh, old-fashioned. There you go.
Old-fashioned. Yes.
Okay.
Yum.
So it's a Gruen Project is the name of the gallery, and it's number 12 Alexander Parade in Clifton Hill, which is sort of Collingwood as well.
Just Collingwood, just nearby Office Work. Office Work, just Main Street, yeah.
Okay. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
And we can't wait to see it. With all the exhibitions at the Gruen Project, check it out, people. It's spelt a bit different. It's a G-R-A-U and then project is P-R-O-J-E-K-T. They do some very interesting stuff. So check it out.
This one opens on 13th of June.
Yeah. And do you know how long it goes for?
So start from 13th of June until 26th July.
Right, okay.
Right.
And gallery hours Wednesday to Saturday from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Yep, and make sure you get a cocktail when you go there.
Yeah,
yeah.
An old-fashioned.
The way to say art.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much to have me.
Right.
You're on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.